From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A day after a narrow victory in a constitutional referendum granting him new executive authority, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan denounced election observers who said the voting process did not meet European standards. He called on groups like the Organization for the Security and Cooperation in Europe to, quote, know your place. Council of Europe observer Cesar Florin Preda said under the country's state of emergency, fundamental freedoms essential to a genuinely democratic process were curtailed.
The 16 April constitutional referendum took place on an unlevel playing field, and the two sides of the campaign did not have equal opportunities.
He said one side dominated media coverage, voters were not provided impartial information, and civil society groups were unable to participate. Still, the Yes campaign won just a narrow 51% vote. Protesters demonstrated against the result in Istanbul, including lawyer Damala Atalay.
We are protesting today because the results announced by government is not the real one, because actually the no won. But the government is announcing it as yes has won.
The main opposition rejected Sunday's result and called for the result to be annulled. The U.S.-backed Iraqi offensive to retake Mosul from Islamic State continues to make progress. U.S. spokesman Colonel John Dorian said less than 1,000 IS defenders remain.
The very dense urban terrain and the fact that the enemy is using civilians as human shields has made things very difficult.
The U.N. said nearly 500,000 have fled the city, with another 500,000 still in contested western Mosul. This is VOA News.